Next is a progress note on Alice Thompson. The date was December 13, 2022. The place was Independence Village in Midland. In Paris, Thompson was seen. He was concerned about a cough for 2 weeks period. He was also in the ER the previous week and had evidence of atrial fibrillation period. She didn't see cardiologist period. In fact, she saw the cardiologist before I got there period. She had weakness and palpitations at that time period. Her propofol/Prolix had been changed to 100 milligrams daily. And her quinapril was dropped to 10 milligrams daily, period. Blood pressure is stable, heart rate is now controlled, period. She had a leg rash that's bothering her, but I also found a new deep vein thrombosis in the leg and a new onset, as well as a new onset rate of atrial fib. She swore her breath in the morning, she came in, but better by the time I had seen her, period. On the date of my visit, there's no chest pain or palpitations, period. She coughs quite a bit, and that's bothered a bit, period. She's on Eliquis now. Five milligrams BID for both problems, both the DVT and the atrial fib, period. There's mild dementia, but knew some of what happened, but it didn't have full incident or problems, period. New paragraph, review systems. Currently, there's no headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, bleeding, abdominal pain, or diarrhea. We have no dysuria or hematuria. Examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure 110 over 62, pulse 92, temperature 98.2, respiratory 24. And the next piece will become reactive light, eyelid and conjunctiva normal, trachea is normal, all because of normal. Here's normal inspection. Next step will no nose, lungs. Here's a percussion of auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, no signal gout, no murmurs. No significant edema. Abdomen non tender. CNS. Inhaler's normal, the patient attacked. Skin has a slight leg rash, but not severe. The extremities, whistle pulses were palpable. The paragraph assessment and plan, one, Mrs. Thompson has a atrial fibrillation, and the top valve increased to 50 milligrams daily, heart rate's control period, she's an Eliquis 5 milligrams BID for anticoagulation. Two, she has deep vein thrombosis, which is also an Eliquis. In fact, the Eliquis has started at 10 milligrams twice a day for a week, and then to go to 5 milligrams twice a day, period. She had hypertension controlled with Topoxel, 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams daily, and Quinapril, 10 milligrams daily. And she has mild dementia, period. I think the same overall plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating the end of dictation. Yes, yeah.